Donnie Casanova, will you please come to the radio room? Fast.
Hello? News of the day. A choline accident in the United States has caused literally thousands of people to have to be evacuated. At this time, it has not been stated the extent of the danger, although several counties have had to be evacuated. As I gathered, the news said the static is very difficult in California. Prime Minister Andreotti of Italy, Andreotti's government, was in a caretaker capacity until forced down by the Communist Party, has announced that he is now in position to form a new government. The government will be a coalition of the four parties in the parliament, including the Communist Party, which has historically followed a more pro-Soviet line. Secretary of State Vance of USA, Imperialist USA, one of the few that has come out in support of the Ian Smith dreaded fascist regime, who has made a compromise with the devil through three Uncle Tom Black religious leaders to form a new government. The leaders of the Patriotic Front in Rhodesia are today holding talks with other American officials, with the so-called settlement between Smith and the moderates being high on the agenda. They have condemned the settlement as a deal designed to maintain the status quo under a new guise and are in the United States today to lobby before the UN and then to fly on to London. The English foreign minister, on the other hand, has condemned the regime as being illegal as the past regime, the breakaway Ian Smith racist regime from the Commonwealth as a pirate government. Opposition leader Dr. Chetty Jagan and the PNC, the ruling party under Dr. Burnham, our prime minister, has found tremendous accord in the terms of foreign policy, a condemnation of imperialist expansion in Central America, Latin America, South America, and in Africa. There was a unanimous unity shown in this regard. As of yet, Dr. Burnham, Prime Minister, has not accepted the PPP call, the opposition party, the People's Progressive Party, under Dr. Chetty Jagan, dentist, who has long since been loyal to the Moscow point of view. There has been still hair splitting and parting of the ways on the crucial national unity issue. The PPP and Moscow has called for a united government. There seems to be, however, still discussion going on at the grassroots as well as the highest levels in regard to this situation. The PPP stated that they will not be discouraged by the initial rejection of the PNC, People's National Congress, by the proposal for a broadly based democratic front of the PPP, Dr. William Rodney, and the PNC, based on a democratic foundation and on free and fair elections, which will guarantee that imperialism will not succeed in its designs against the Republic, the Socialist Republic of Guyana. Sweden condemns Somalia as the aggressor. the Ogaden Desert, which has been the scene of the biggest war in Africa's history. But the settling has changed, as more and more world opinion is coming out in support of Ethiopia. Ethiopia at this time is maintaining all of its territory. It's reclaimed the Ogaden, and thus has total access to the sea in the vital and crucial area where the Mediterranean pours down through the Suez Canal. And by the way, I want a map placed up of the world, as Engineer Christian so kindly said he will assist, so we can all know the world setting better. Anyway, this tremendous commercial route, avoiding a shipping of commercial vital necessities all around the Cape of Africa to get to India, into the Indian Ocean and the Pacific, can be circumvented by going down through the Suez Canal, through the Red Sea, past this important Bay of Aden, into the Indian Ocean. It's that Bay of Aden that is now under the control of the People's Socialist Republic of Ethiopia, that has reclaimed its territory of Eritrea and the large, vast area of Ogaden that had been taken over by the Somalian regime, which had been funded, their aggression had been funded by the United States clandestinely through Egypt, which had been taken over by a sellout dictator by the name of Anwar Sadat, after what has been called by world opinion a murder by the CIA of Nasser, who was a great, brave champion of Arab liberation and a deep, abiding friendship for the Soviet people, was always the thing he prided most. News out of London had it over 2 weeks ago that he no doubt died by an assimilated heart attack brought about by the CIA and their mafia reactionary connections. Stand by. The president of the Cuban State Council, Fidel Castro, said yesterday that a voluntary withdrawal by Somalia cannot be spoken of because, in reality, the aggressors were defeated and forced to flee. If the Somalian troops remained 4 more days in Ethiopia, Cuban prime minister added, they would have been totally surrounded and would have lost their troops and armaments that they still had. Most of the Somalian military have been captured by the brave Soviet people and Cuban alliance that has protected the independence and sovereignty of Ethiopia. It appears indeed, that there will not be the usual cowtailing and bowing to U.S. imperialism that has been the plague of the past in Africa. The Soviet Union, in spite of threats of nuclear intimidation and neutron bombs by the USA, is taking an active part in the liberation of Africa. More and more, they've always been consistently a liberator, as evidenced in Angola and Vietnam. Informed sources close to the Guyanese government have disclosed that a high-powered team from the International Monetary Fund is in Guyana carrying out a detailed analysis and examination of government finances. The team is also looking into state expenditures. Some time ago, the government had announced that an IMF team would be coming to Guyana, but a curtain of silence had since been dropped on the matter. The sources said that the IMF is going through the accounts and practices of all government ministries and intimated that a lot of changes have been made and will be made. The government is known to be streamlining the economy to pave the way for a big loan or credit from the IMF, according to the People's Progressive Party's opposition paper. The government denies that any IMF loan has been arranged thus far. This large sum of money is believed to be timed with the upcoming general election or referendum, as the case may be. Many of the stipulations of the IMF have already been met, except the one pertaining to the devaluation of the currency. It is known that Guyana's currency unit has depreciated considerably against the currencies of her major trading partners. In meeting IMF stipulations, the regime has taken a harsh line on trade unions and strikers, has imposed wage restraint, wages guideline policy, cuts in subsidies, cuts in government spending, massive retrenchment, etc. A shift to the right in policies has also been feared by the PPP to have been affected. However, this does not coincide with the visit of our Soviet ambassador and delegates from the Soviet embassy to our headquarters, our house in Georgetown. They assured us last evening that Guyana is moving to the left and that the Prime Minister will soon be, that is, Dr. Burnham, will soon be going to Moscow to work up further accords. The embassy of the Soviet Union that visited and dined with our people in Georgetown in our home stated that we had nothing to fear, that our position was secure. The time now is 1:02, so you need to set up your clocks accordingly with Georgetown time. The time is 1:02. Increased wages in the Soviet Union. Last year, wages was increased by 7 million rubles to all of the Soviet citizens. Cost of living was reduced. And, of course, there's no cost for education, medical, or recreation in the Soviet Union. All movies, all cultural, art, opera, sports are totally free to the Soviet people. Taking social benefits into consideration, a Soviet worker receives an average monthly salary of 211 rubles. However, the purchasing power of the ruble is about three times that of the Guyanese, the U.S. dollar. Moreover, there is little cost for rent. In some cases, no cost at all. No cost for public utilities, water, lights, or telephone. No cost for education, medicine, sports, or recreation. Thus, that gives you an idea of just how far the $633 by U.S. standards will go for the average Soviet citizen. We have 1 minute until the end of the news and the whistle will blow to take us back to work. Remember the people's rally tonight. We want to be sure that we have absolute good reports of production. If we care about our people and freeing them from oppression, we will show it in good production. Those who do not, who shirk in their work, are totally without excuse. As I pointed out clearly, even your enlightened self-interest values and advantages of living in a socialist cooperative as opposed to doing your own thing, because doing your own thing doesn't last, and you soon lose everything and can secure no one you love, not even your own health. So we are urging that all participate. At 3:30, there must be a water brigade. We are short of water, not in terms of our mineral springs at this point, but all water must be carefully safeguarded and cut down. I have walked into showers in the middle of the night, early morning, and midday, and I will be continuing to do so. And now we're going to take names and bring them up for learning if there's any continued misuse of water. At 3:30, we urge everyone now to plan your schedule. We will have to have a water brigade in our vegetable garden because of shortages of water. The dry has created this condition. That's why we have this hot kind of condition. This is not normal weather. So we urge upon you, everyone will be expected to participate in the Water Brigade at 3:30. It is free from other vital work. Thank you very much, and all of my love.